What's up, y'all? You know, I'm Lulu. This is the Lulu with Lulu. And today I got my boy, and I'm so excited, y'all. You know, I got my boy Crisis here.
What's up, gang?
Mr. Z107 on himself.
What's up? How you feeling? You all right? Like... He good?
So, real quick. So, how I know Crisis? Do you remember how we met? All right. So, Ohio Media School.
Okay.
So, I think you was there like maybe this time last year because I was there in April. I started in April school last year because I finished in November.
Okay.
Came to the school. I want to say y'all was auditioning, getting ready to audition people for the Z107.9 Summer Jam.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And y'all was doing like stuff up at the school, you know, maybe something radio broadcast. I can't remember exactly, but I remember it was another student that was like getting ready to graduate. I can't remember her name, but she was like one of your crew that you was kind of like, I want to say mentoring and stuff like that. And I think she actually helped you too with the Z107.9 Summer Jam last year.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, I don't know. But yeah, so I think I bumped into you and I was going to audition, but I'm like, nah, you know what I'm saying? You was like, go ahead, get up there. And I was just like, nah, I'm not ready yet. Because I was just starting off.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we had a couple conversations or whatever. And you was like, no, man, you can do that shit, man. You got this. Mm-hmm. So after that, you came again.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what was it. What was after Summer Jam last year?
It wasn't Whiteout, was it? It wasn't Whiteout, was it?
No, Whiteout was in December. It was something else y'all was doing.
Probably, to be a DJ for a day, I think, maybe?
Yes.
Okay.
Be a DJ for a day, because y'all had, I think, is her name? No, it's not Skittles.
Leggings.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Shout out to Leggings.
Yeah, shout out to Leggings. She was following me on IG, I don't know, but shout out to you, Leggings, because she be on Z107.9 all the time. But, yes, so then me and you had a more personal conversation. I think it was more like in tune. I was like, you know, I'm getting ready to graduate.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? Like, you know, you got some time to be able to bring me in real quick, listen to some of my, you know, my little radio, I think it was commercials. I had some commercials. I had some concert introductions. And I was like, yeah, I want you to, you know what I'm saying, take a listen and let me know what you think of it as far as me moving into this, you know, world.
Mm-hmm.
And we start DMing each other. Next thing you know what I'm saying, you pulled me in and was like, pull up. And at first, I think we missed each other like a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final time we got in there, you was like, all right, okay, I see you got some little stuff. You know what I'm saying? You work on this, work on that. So, you know what I'm saying? I feel like you was like my mentor. We got a bond there. You know what I'm saying? Next thing I know, I'm showing up at the clubs and shit. Kicking me with you. Like, you know what I'm saying? We in the pee popping in the DJ booth. You feel me? Yeah. So it's like, okay, so... Who is Just Crisis for people who don't know who you are?
Just Crisis is a multimedia personality, an amazing host.
Amazing.
A great radio personality.
Great radio personality, for sure.
Amazing father.
Yeah. Great father.
Great father.
Great friend.
Great
even
friend.
Though, like...
Dope friend.
We don't talk on the phone, y'all, at all. We straight DM.
Yeah.
All day. We'll be like even talking shit about posting shit.
Yeah,
like, bro,
any
like,
form, any form of conversation. Like, you know, I'm one of those ones who like if I met you and we were talking through DM, I'm probably gonna be talking to you through DM. Like, I'm not privy to just being phone conversations or talking or texting. Like, if I got conversations with people in DMs than I got more on like text messages. It's like, I don't know why it's like that, but I'm all about as long as we get the message across, that's all that matter. But ultimately, man, I'm just a guy who just trying to make radio great again and also be the pillar of outside being fun again. So that's who I am. That's who Crisis is. So yeah.
Okay. So Crisis is a awesome host.
Yeah.
Great person, as I said before. Like, we don't talk on the phone, so it's just been strictly like through DMs. You also know somebody I grew up with. I want to say 4th, 5th, and 6th grade.
Okay.
Mr. Aki himself.
That's my dog.
Okay.
That's my dog.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm hoping Aki come on because I talked to him last week. So hopefully I can get him in here. But Tell us something about how you started. Because for people who don't really know, this nigga fucks the city up and he ain't even from the motherfucking city, okay? I be trying. This nigga hit the flow running and he ain't even from the land.
Nah.
Like, I just be like, damn, like, you from where? Mm-hmm. And you be hitting, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So tell people who don't know where you're from.
I'm from Akron. I'm from Akron, Ohio. West Side, my trash go out on the Thursday. You feel me? So, yeah, I'm a West Side boy, man. Yeah. Born and raised, still stay in Akron, actually. Like, I'm an Akron native. Like, I represent Akron to the core, you know? Like, I'm a real life Akron boy, like, in and out. So, yeah.
You rep your city, but he rep that land very well, too. I ain't gonna fake.
I'm a fan of Ohio. Like, I'll hold Ohio down.
For sure. I mean, because. You Columbus, you told mm-hmm. Columbus up.
Did Columbus.
Yes, you did.
You had an event behind the show. That was cool.
For people who don't know, on Mondays, who have unheard music, mm-hmm. he is the man who give people opportunities to be able to be heard, whether mm-hmm. it sucks or it's good music. You know what I'm saying? Because I definitely be on the live like, that's shitty. Like, like no. Y'all know he is on the mix on live, mm-hmm. Z1079, at 6:30 on Mondays.
Correct.
So y'all need to just tune in if you got some music you think you need to be heard.
Even if you don't. In. Even if you ain't got no music and you just want to be entertained, you should definitely tune into the live show because it's pretty funny. It's funny. It's a good show. Like, it's a great show.
Like, and I've been seeing them numbers going up.
Oh, yeah, so man.
People getting hip. So explain, like, how you started off. How you got into this.
So it's like, it's a two-part story. So as a host, I'll make the long story short. But as a host, I was 16 years old, and I had older friends who were in the industry. They were in the promoting business, and I wanted to get in the clubs. Like, I always wanted to get in the club. I always wanted to just be in there. I wanted to feel the vibe, but I was too young. I could never get in until I did a prom party, like, because I didn't go to prom. So I had a...
Oh, you didn't go to prom?
Nah, I ain't
me
go to
either.
Prom. I ain't go to...
I was bad as fuck.
I did go to prom, though. I did go to prom. I don't want to make it seem like I just didn't go to prom. I did go to prom, but...
Was it your prom?
It was my prom, but I wasn't in... Okay, so I went to Akron Alternative School, like...
Didn't have a real prom, huh?
No, we just went to the prom of the school that we came from.
Oh.
So I went to that prom, and then I seen how that prom was, and it was super cheese. Like, it was Jake. So,
not to cut you off real quick, because one thing about my show is, like, generational curses, where we came from, our background, because a lot of us ain't who where we come from.
Right.
In other ways. So, like, growing up, like, how was your household? Did you have both parents? You had both parents?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I had both parents in my household.
So, did you have, like, did you come up with a good upbringing? Like, you feel like, you know, everything was good? You got siblings?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I got two younger brothers. I got an older sister.
Okay,
but my sister didn't stay with me though.
Okay.
But me and my brothers, like, my mom, my sister is by my dad, but my two younger brothers is by my mom and my dad.
Would you say your household was pretty cool?
It was solid. We had, you know, it was challenges. You know, we had our challenges, but ultimately it was cool. I don't have a story of. I had to make a bowl out of a 2-liter bottle to eat cereal. I don't have the struggle story.
Because there might have been some people that did that.
No, shout out to y'all. And by all means, like, respect to y'all.
I never did the bottle.
Yeah, thing. No, I
mean,
never
we
had.
Down bad, but
yeah, I never I been. I never. I never had that. I never had that struggle. I never had it like. I never had those struggle stories. Like, you know, I never had the like. The heat was off, and we was trying to like. Nah, we never. I can honestly sit here and tell you like. As a kid growing up, like, it was pretty good. Like, I had a pretty good childhood. Now, like,
within how do you think you was as a kid?
Talkative. Very talkative.
So this was the game for you,
then? Yeah. Very talkative. Always being my... The person I am today was who I always been. Always the life of the party. Always the one in the middle of the fun. The one who's, like, always got a joke for everything, no matter if it's... Something serious, I always got a joke for it, you
sound
know?
Sound like me, that's Aquarius.
I'm always, that was me. Like, I'm always that
like
person.
Like, we really have an odd emotion.
Mm-hmm.
It's really odd. Like, some people don't know how to take us because, like, we can be there and be emotionalist mm-hmm. and emotional at the same time.
Facts.
So, like, I'm not a person that I don't like people to see me cry. You feel mm-hmm. me? If I'm mad or I'm pissed off or I really feel like I'm not doing it in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
Even, like, when death come, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm one of them people, like, I have my moment by myself.
See.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I got to wear a tough kind of exterior because I don't think, it's been a lot of people, I don't think they ever seen me cry.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I cry for my kid. Anytime she, like, do something good or get some type of, you know, award or get noticed, a teardrop don't come down. But that's because I did that. You mm-hmm. feel me? Just like I'm pretty sure as a dad, when you see it, you be like, that's my kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely, yeah.
So, you know, I didn't grow up, you know, in a household. So my thing in a household where it was both parents, you mm-hmm. know, I had my mother, so from age, so let me see how I can remember. So my mom in my younger years was on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So my great-grandparents was raising me to a certain age. So I went to Shaker for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Mercer, I can remember, is one of my first grade schools.
Mm-hmm.
And that's elementary school in Shaker. And then I remember going back with my mom and then going with my grandmother. But my mom was there. So it was like kind of like a lot of bouncing around, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, going on in my childhood. But it was middle school and high school when I like turned up and turned into, I don't know who, but I was just ruthless, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you said, you know what I'm saying, talkative, you know what I'm saying. A lot of females ain't like me because I was built at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
I was cute. I was pretty. I mean, I am still, so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it was hard figuring out what I wanted to do, you know what I'm
right.
saying, growing up the way I did, because it was like I was unstable in a sense, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? I grew up in the church one minute, but I didn't want to be in the church, you know? So, it was mm-hmm. like, you know, I know God, but it was like at that time I was a kid. I want to run around, play, do all this other stuff. I didn't want to sit in the church.
Right.
So, like, so with your career and how you took off, you said, you know, you never went to prom. So I never went to prom because I ended up dropping out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
I went to homecoming,
mm-hmm.
but I ain't go to prom because I was bad as fuck, like mm-hmm. I said. You know what I'm saying? I went to life skills. Wasn't no proms going on in life skills.
Right, 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 right,
you know
right,
what
right.
I'm saying? So you went to prom, but like you said, it was cheese as fuck.
Yeah.
So continue saying like how you were, you know what I'm saying, you was coming up in the house.
So. Oh, yeah, so I threw a party. Like, so I threw a not prom party.
Mm.
And it turned up. And when Bob was putting an event together, I'm like, well, this is who the DJ going to be. It was, like, the person who always DJ for their part, my big homie's parties and stuff. So I'm like, this is going to be the DJ and my big homie Tommy. I'm like, you going to be the host. And he like, no, I'm not. And I'm like, somebody got to talk on the microphone. He was like, you going to talk on the mic. And I'm like, no, like, I ain't about to. I don't want to, like, and he's just like, no, like, bro, go ahead, like, you can do it. So I got on the microphone, and then ever since then, I've been like, okay, cool, like, I've been that person who wants to be on the microphone, who wants to make sure the crowd is turned up and stuff, because I went to other parties from there and seen a difference of people who don't really know what they, like, just think that all they got to do is just get on the microphone and say stuff compared to, like, people who really understand what's the purpose of being on the microphone at a party. So that made me be like, I was more so trying to get on the microphone because I wanted to make sure the parties was always good, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I never jumped on the mic to be on something. I just want the people to look at me, acknowledge me, or whatever the case may be. I want them to kind of, I want to control the vibe. That's it.
You know what I'm saying? You can have little house party kickers. And yeah. Kickers. They were safe then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these kids different now. Because I stayed on Lakeshore. I grew up on a street called Mickey O'Hatton back in the day. That's what I'm saying. Like, we moved around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Spellacy. And when I went to Spellacy, we used to always go to Willow Arms, which mm-hmm. is in Euclid. And one of my mom's church friends' kids used to throw parties.
Mm-hmm.
And they was basement parties.
Okay.
Oh, so lit. We talking about Sean Paul when Sean Paul first came
out. Give me the light.
Give me the light.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? We was having a good time. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? That's when we still was having bangouts and we was having some good times then. But so how did you get with Z1079? So, like, did you make your stomping through the parties making your name? Did you have somebody you knew in the business, or did you just be persistent with what you was doing?
A little bit of all that. It was a lot. It was a little bit of everything. So I ended up going to Ohio. I went to Ohio Media School.
Shout out to Ohio Media School. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, whatever.
Sure.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah, I went to Ohio Media School and I graduated from there. It was a be a DJ for a day contest. I won that contest. And at the time, Incognito was the person that you were doing a show with. So I went there and posted on the corner with Ink. Mm-hmm. And did real good. And I went back, asked for my demo. Cause like after we did the show, I asked, can I get the talk breaks so I can put them towards my demo reel? And when I went back, I just asked, could he mentor me? You know, can I shadow him? And he was like, yeah, it's no problem. And then from there, I ended up just working my way through. And a lot of people from that time kind of moved on. Like the program director at the time, his name was Bill Black. He moved Incognito, ended up moving to Atlanta, mm-hmm. Which, you know, led me to be kind of back to my hustling ways of just hosting and not really having no guidance as far as the radio went. So fast forward to a couple of years ago, I was doing my hosting, tearing the city up. And I was always cool with everybody who worked at the radio station. Like everybody knew me because they was outside. If you was outside, you knew me, you know? Mm-hmm. So I ran into DJ Ryan Wolf and my current boss, A+. I ran into them at this Currency concert I was hosting. Wolfie introduced me to my boss. And he took a liking to me. He seen how I could control a Currency concert. For those who don't know, Currency is like a real big underground artist, but he's an underground artist. So like the fact that I controlled that crowd, he kind of took a liking to that. And then he kept seeing me out. Like my boss, he's like one of them type of guys who is outside, but he's like quiet. So you won't know him.
Yeah, because I don't know him.
He'd be ducked off. He's like, but he'd be outside.
I know him, but I don't think I know him.
Yeah, he'd be outside, but he'd be ducked off. But he kept seeing me. Like he'd be, and then when he'd see me, exactly. And then when he'd see me, I wouldn't be like there by myself. I'd be outside and I'd be around the who's of the who's mm-hmm, of the people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like whoever the popular person that was of the city, they would know me as Daps and Pounds, and he'd see me interacting with these people. Yeah. And then he starts seeing how I was moving, and then we had a conversation. He just asked me, was I ever interested in doing radio? And I'm like, bro, I wanted to do radio since I was a kid. Like, I always wanted to do radio. And he was just like, all right, man, well, let's figure this out. And that's how I got my foot in the door at Z107.9 and been tearing the weekends down since then.
This man don't get no sleep.
Mm-mm.
I mean, no sleep. I be like, but one thing about Aquarius, we can get 3 hours and be good. You feel me? We I don't know what it is. We like vampires. You know what I'm saying? We be up through the night. We go to sleep late. Be up before, you know what I'm saying? So our energy, I don't know what it is, but we live vamp life in real life.
Right,
you know
facts.
What I'm saying? That's a fact. Like in real life.
That's a fact.
You know, because we want to get it done. We got five things we want to make. You know what I'm saying? We are one of those people who I think our brain don't stop. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Because we always trying to find another way to level up, level up, level up, level up. So when it came down to me trying to figure out, like, damn, do I want to do the radio? I wouldn't mind it. So first person who approached me was my homegirl, Tropicana. Shout out to my girl, Tropicana.
Shout out to Trop.
When she used to be in Cleveland.
Right.
A lot of events she would be at when they were to be at little events that maybe a car wash or a food restaurant opening up. You know, I would hear it on the radio and I'd pull up. And one thing about it is, like, she was just so, she would embrace my daughter because mm-hmm. she used to think my daughter was just so lit. Get her on the camera, get the mm-hmm. music playing, got her dancing and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we had got a couple tickets to different little events for that. But after seeing her a couple times and I kept telling her, like, man, I'm thinking about getting into it. She was like, do it. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Do your thing. Like, do your thing. You know what I'm saying? And we still, like, DM just kind of like, just like you and I do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even though she in Cincinnati now doing her thing on her show, mm-hmm. She definitely sent me encouraging stuff, like, as far as going forward in this world we living in, with entertainment, with knowing people, with trying to, you know. So it was just easier for me to talk to you when it was like, all right, you know. I mean, I even had conversation with Ro, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? So Ro Digger, shout out to Ro Digger too. Mm-hmm. We always DM into, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? So also when Incognito was here, shout out to him as well. Congratulations on his fiance, his engagement. Mm. But it was a lot of people I was bumping heads with. You know what I'm saying? We social butterflies. You know what I'm saying? We kind of, you put us in the room, we going to maneuver through it. You know what I'm saying? We going to figure it out. Whether it's a room full of people with suits and ties on or whether it's a room full of hood niggas. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We going to adapt in whatever type of way we need to. So I guess, like, you know what I'm saying, starting to come out more because a lot of people didn't understand, like, why I was so sheltered for a while. Because everybody, like, that was friends of mine was like, Why you gonna be outside caking it? Why you gonna be doing this and why you ain't doing that? And it's like I had to go through a healing process. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people don't know some of my struggles before getting out here, and this is the whole reason for my podcast, is because I want people to be in a safe place where they can feel like they can talk about whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm healed now. Mm. So I'm okay with conversating about my past, what I've been through, how my childhood was. And I think a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, need to hear it, because there's people that go through things that a lot of people be like, I didn't know nobody else was going through it. You know what I'm saying? How did you do that? Like, you know, people ask me all the time, like, well, you was married to somebody in jail. Like, huh? You know what I'm saying? But don't ask the ins and outs to it. You know what I'm saying? No, this mm-hmm. wasn't a pen pal. This mm-hmm. wasn't somebody I met on social media, started hanging out and talking to through the phone. Right. You know what I'm saying? So, and dealing with that on top of, you know, things that I went through with my daughter, it put me in the light. So that's why I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go to Ohio Media School. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I don't wanna be downplaying the Ohio Media School, but let me tell you something. I learned more on the outside than I did on the inside. I'm just gonna say that. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm gonna say. Just being me, networking with the right people. Mm-hmm. Again, you letting me be somebody that you, I feel like, came in and just kept it real. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Fix that up. You know what I'm saying? This real good, but you got to do this over here. You know what I'm saying? And kept it real. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So to me, it was like, yeah, I feel like I'm more comfortable the fact that you came and gave me more knowledge. And then shout out to Mr. Terry. I also had another teacher. He just got fired from the job, which is so fucked up.
Mr. Terry got fired?
Yeah.
I know Mr. Terry.
I know Mr. Terry. I'm going to shout. I'm gonna make sure I hit him up after this we do this, so I'm gonna make sure he understand. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? They got rid of him, and I can tell you, he was the one that if you need help in the studio, Mr. Terry gonna help you fix the computer wrong, get you, you know what I'm saying, signed up, doing whatever you need to do. Mm-hmm. He going back, asking other teachers, you know what I'm saying, what it is you need done. When it was time for me to graduate, he was the only person that hit me up, like, is you missing anything? He was like, you the only person that ain't on the list that ain't missing nothing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm not missing anything. Mm-hmm. not a one thing. Mm-hmm. I said, everything has been turned in. So I hope I walk that stage. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I think it was shocking because even the lady who took over the guy's job, who you was talking about, who was the person in charge of the school at the time, we ended up having a female after that guy left. The one that was at Ohio Media School. So we ended up, the female, well, I can't think of her.
Janice.
Janice, she, I don't think came into a liking of me, you know. When she first, it's like, that's odd how they do you, though. It's like, oh my God, you want to come to Ohio Media School? Come on in. Like, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Get you all riled up and dialed up. And then it was like a situation that happened. I'll never forget, one day I'm driving to school and this girl ran to my car. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, you know what I'm saying? Why me? I'm up here asking God, like, what's going on here? You know, it's human trafficking going on. It's too much shit. So, boom, the girl was talking about she was running away from foster home. And her foster mother was at work. And she was at work with her foster mother and mm-hmm. didn't want to be there. So I'm telling her, like, just come on. It's raining. It started pouring down right now. Just get in the car. Drove straight to the school because the school was right there. And I took her into school because, first of all, I was black. Okay? No offense to anybody, but the girl was white. Okay? Mm-hmm. A black woman and a white girl just don't look like a little girl. Don't look right together.
Right.
So I took her into school. You know what I'm saying? I told them to call the police. You know what I'm saying? Because at this point, all I'm doing is bringing you here. You know what I'm saying? The girl didn't want to get out of my car. She was crying. It was a whole situation. But afterwards, it was like, this lady's supposed to be holier than thou, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's a preacher and all of this. And she was explaining to me, like, don't do that no more type of situation. Mm. And it was like, oh, you a woman of God? And this is how you want me to treat somebody who came out of nowhere on me, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So after that, it was just kind of like, but I did get an award when I graduated, you know, for most, I think it was, I helped others that was coming into the school feel more encouraged about being there.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like that type of situation. So how you and Aki get acquainted? Like, what was, how did that happen? Because you in his video.
No, that's
you
my
his
dog.
DJ on Saturdays and Fridays and Saturdays.
That's
like,
my dog. No, Aki my dog. We just, he seen me out doing my thing, hosting, and he was doing his, he was rapping and everything. And I think it was a show. It was a show. It was a versus show. He was going against Fly Ty. Mm. And Fly Ty, my peoples too. Like, that's my dog. Like, so me being the person that I am, turning up, having a good time. We ended up getting in good, and then I ended up getting a position. I was at Medusa every Saturday. I started getting lined up with that. That was like my residency. Every weekend I'd be at Medusa, and that was his spot too. So we just ended up getting in real good. And then we kind of sat down one day and was just talking about plans, like, what do we want to do? He was telling me about, like, what he wanted to do in the future with his music. And I was telling him what I wanted to do in my like, future with my career choice. And it aligned well. And we was just like, all right, bro, well, let's see what we can do. Let's see what we can, if we can make this make sense. And that's what happened. That's where we at today. So he got a lot going on. He about to drop a whole project. Mm-hmm. And I'm on this leading single, Tear the Club Up. Mm-hmm. And we got some other stuff going on, more videos about to drop and everything like that. Like I said, man, I'm just trying to bring back fun. Like,
yes.
So I just want to align myself with people who want the same type of energy and time. Like, I'm not the gang member or like the
right.
the drug dealer or whatever the case may be. I'm not that, you know what I'm saying? So I can only be authentically myself, 100% myself. So if I can, all I'm about is having a good time. Like, I want to have fun. I want to make sure girls is having a good time. And if that's what you about, then we can learn.
Oh yeah, let's talk about that. Girls having fun.
What happened
this weekend? Your stories was going.
I went viral twice.
Yeah, you went viral for the JT thing.
Yeah, I went viral twice that weekend.
But wait, what was going on with the girls eating each other booty at the party? Man, like, it was going on. I said, oh my God, it's crazy.
I don't
where
know,
you
man. I don't know what that was about. I just know, like, what you look, man.
Crisis got the ladies eating each other's ass, okay? What Suki say and eating that ass.
No, I don't know. I don't know what happened, but all I will say...
You was right there, though.
I was there. I was right next to it. I was hosting. All about fun. I'm all about the fun. If it's consensual and y'all having a good time, go for it. Do your thing. That's what...
This was 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
It was like 6. It was like 6 in the afternoon. Okay. It was something
that's
like
still
that.
Still early.
It was like 6 in the afternoon. It was a day party. We had a day party.
Right, that was and, JT's after party.
Yeah,
day
it was
party.
A little day party. So, like... Times are had at my events. That's all I can
say.
They are. Like, times are had. Like, I'm not, like, it's always going to be some sort of fun there, you know? And, yeah, like, the girl wanted, you know, the girl was doing her one, too. And the other girl wanted her to do, you know what I'm saying? It was what it was. They had a good time. I mean, I
ain't
stopping the
wrong
fun.
With it. I mean, I'm mad because I'm like, dang, I wasn't there.
Yeah, it was.
Like, why you ain't let me know to come to this event?
It was one of the ones, man. It was one of the ones. Yeah, so
I'm sitting there looking at the story like, oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, it went crazy. Oh. I went viral. I went viral. Got like, I had like on Twitter 1 million views. Mm. Like, I had on Instagram like 24,000 shares. It was crazy. Our city was
lit last week.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was lit. I mean, we had multiple celebrities here. We had the Women's March Madness.
Oh yeah,
basketball.
Yeah. Final Four.
We had Mulatto here.
Mulatto was here.
We had JT here.
JT was here.
Kalani.
Kalani was she was here. Yep, Kalani was here. Kalani was here.
So our city was on swole. Like, mm-hmm. The eclipse brought people.
The eclipse happened. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So
the eclipse definitely happened.
It definitely was a weekend last week.
Yeah, it was crazy. We had a good,
like,
it was a good time.
Cleveland did his thing. It kind of reminded me almost all over again when the Cavs won the championship.
Yeah, it was.
You
it,
feel me? Like, that's how downtown was lit up.
Like, yeah, like, it goes to show that we do have, like, Ohio do have a sense of taste. Like,
yes.
We do have culture here. Mm-hmm. And I think if we start getting more people to be around, and we can start getting these celebrities to be in a city and people who want to spend money, like, you'll start witnessing, noticing, like, that this is really a culture-based, like, area. We really have a good time. Our women here is top tier. The guys here, they got some money to spend. You know, it's all that here. Like, all we just need is the opportunity.
What you feel about that post that dude had did last weekend? I know you've seen it. Mm-mm. The one guy, he from social media or something, and he put up, like, "Ooh, I just got home from Cleveland for 2 days. And one thing about they women and they out there, they can drink more than they men. Said all they care about is drinking, eating crab legs, and getting fucked."
Hey.
You feel me? Said, what's in the alcohol up
here? I don't know where no crab legs at since they done closed down the sauce. So shout out to KY. Like, open the sauce back up so we can get them girls back there. Like, so I can link with them, I guess. You know what I'm saying? That's all they doing. We need you to open the sauce back up. Like, I don't know. That's his opinion. But I know a lot of cultured girls though who don't.
Do you think that we could be something like Atlanta? Because I get that sometimes.
Yeah.
But I just feel like the thing is, so what people ain't been realizing to me is, like, them tearing these projects down, right?
Mm-hmm.
They sending everybody up north to all the other suburbs now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But they pushing them out because they don't realize that that's what they doing is trying to make us a city where it's more up and coming to look good and have that type of environment of people coming in our city.
Yeah.
Because it got potential.
Absolutely.
It's just our people here is fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is.
It's fucked up. Mm-hmm. I think we could be a great city. Man, back in the day, Cleveland was the shit. Like, mm-hmm. people used to love coming here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, it's a bunch of crabs in the bucket right now.
I mean, but it has its potential to do something. Like, I've seen how the city can do good. You know, when we had these events or when we have, like, the summer jams or, like, when a big artist come down for 2 days, 2 or 3 days or whatever, how the city turned up and how it looked good. Like, we do have potential to be good, you know? It's just...
All-Star Weekend
was great, you know? Like, when Drake was down here, mm-hmm. it was a great 2 days. Like, summer jam, like I said, Whiteout. When it be these events, the city really do, you know, turn up. Like, it's a good look. Like, people from outside of Cleveland, like, they come down to Cleveland, they speak highly of it, you know? People come to Ohio, they speak highly of Ohio. I heard this rapper named Dom Kennedy who said he messed with Ohio. It's women in Cleveland, you know? Like, Justin LaBoy, as much as he talk, like, as much as stuff he be,
that's
like, saying.
That's what I'm talking about posting.
Yeah, I didn't see that post. Oh. But he does speak highly of Cleveland.
I didn't want to say his name.
Yeah, he does speak highly of Cleveland. Like, he going to be in Ohio sometime soon. Like,
he was just here. That's what I'm saying. He's going to be back again, though.
Like, he's going to be back in Ohio again, like soon, like next week type deal. But that's the thing. Like, when people come down here, like, they get a sense of what it's like down here. They get a taste of this culture, and they are, like, highly impressed. They're highly impressed.
I mean, JT gave us a lot of good. She said her best. We was the best.
Yeah. We turned up for JT.
For sure. One thing about our kick is here, they all end at 2 o'clock, 2:30. Now, let me tell y'all about that P parking lot, okay? Now, they said get out the P, but they didn't say you had to get out the parking lot. Mm-hmm. It'd be a whole nother fucking party in the parking lot.
Yeah, facts. Crazy.
I mean, we talk about... It'd be a whole vibe, okay? Yeah. You got people I done seen be mad because they can't get in the pee.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, angry. Why you ain't letting this? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I got my girl Steph, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to her. I know her as well, my girl Steph.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, Aki, my homeboy, you know what I'm saying? That's why it's good to know people, you know what I'm saying, for more than just, oh, I just know them from here. Or I just know them from there. I'd be like, no, that's Lulu. I know Lou.
Right.
Nigga Lou. Like, that's Big Lou. She cool as fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Big Titty Lou. That's what I get all the time.
It's crazy.
You feel me? Like, so to me, it's like you said, our city got a lot of potential.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fucking black entrepreneurs in our city.
Facts.
You feel me? On the clothing side, mm-hmm. on the music side. Like, that's why I say, in a sense, like, I don't know too much about the Atlanta culture. I know a lot about how their city is ran, mm-hmm. but I'm saying, as far as comparing our cities, you know what I'm saying? We might not be as big as they city,
mm-hmm.
but I think our city got a lot of potential. You know what I'm saying?
It does.
We got great, great people here. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people afraid to step out. You know what I'm saying? We got great makeup artists. Shout mm-hmm. out to my little niece, Armina, Camille Creations, y'all. We got great hairstylists. I mean, to me, we the full market. You come here, you gonna leave satisfied. You
Facts.
Feel me? Mm-hmm. For sure. Like, I think it sucks because a lot of these concerts that I've been seeing that's coming up, you know, like Nicki Minaj. Of course she ain't coming to Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She went to Columbus. She wanted to be somewhere where, I mean, I guess Columbus would be a more of a bigger place to have it than here.
No, that's not the case. It just ain't nobody to book. Want nobody to book her.
Mm. And that's another thing. So where the ballers at that can get these celebrities in our city?
Yeah.
I need y'all to, you know what I'm saying, bring them to Cleveland instead of making a drive out of Columbus. But that's okay. We'll, you know.
Yeah, like whenever you see like concerts and stuff and you don't see Cleveland on the bill, it's because we don't have nobody to book it. There's nobody to book it. You know what I'm saying? So that's some of the reason, you know what I'm saying? It ain't really never a situation where it's just like, we just not going to Cleveland. Like, no, we have arenas. We have stadiums. You know, we have the same fixtures of these other places. It's just more so about who's booking it.
They could get Beyonce to come here. I mean.
Yeah, it's possible. You know, like, you could be booked. You could definitely be booked. It's just more so who's doing it. And, like, it's. How much do these people be wanting? Like, you know, like Nicki Minaj, we don't know how much she would want to do her concert, you know? So
I hear that a lot of people be discouraging people, like celebrities, to come here. Like, oh my God, don't go there because of the crime there.
That's trash. That's not true. Like, that ain't true at all. These artists go anywhere if the bag involved. Don't get it misconstrued at all. Don't let these people think that. No, that's not true at all. Like, they popping out. If the bag is there, they popping out. Sure. They won't. X amount of dollars, you give them X amount of dollars, they'll be here. Ain't no different from Cleveland to it's from Kansas City. It's the same. So everybody got a trench. Everybody got a space where it's turned up, and that's everywhere you go.
Right.
That no matter where you get booked at, it's everywhere you go. You are, especially if you are in. If you in the urban industry that we in, you're gonna deal with this style of. Mm-hmm. Whatever. So don't let nobody don't fall for that one. That's crazy. Like, no. Like I said, when you get to Cleveland or Ohio as a whole, like when you come to Ohio, you see the culture. You see how it's really a good culture here. It's a got people get dressed up here, we get fly, we pop ours with the best of them, we look good, we have a good time, we know about what's you know what I'm saying? So and we not tied into like the South has a certain sound or like Chicago have a certain sound or like any, like New York or wherever else, like they have a certain style and sound. We are a big gumbo pot, so we kind of adapt to anything.
Everything.
You know what I'm saying?
One thing about me, I love my version right. of music.
So that's what I'm saying. So you go to a club in Cleveland, you're going to hear a mix of all type of stuff.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Compared to,
we went to Detroit for my friend's birthday. Now I love the D. Don't get me twisted, but I hate they fucking music, some of it. Like, the strip club, all the fucking music was sped up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Sexy Red sounded like a little kid. Okay? It was like, yo ass.
That's funny.
Like, I was like, why can't they play it regular? Like, right. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. None of the music was played regular. And I'm like, maybe because we had a strip club. Mm-hmm. I'm like, but still, like, why is everything sped up? But I know they do that juking down there. Heavy, you know what I'm saying? But I couldn't get jiggy with it. Like, it was like, why is every song, it was a couple they might have put on. I had to go to the DJ booth. Excuse me, sir. Can you play some Trap House or something?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Put Gucci. You can't go wrong with putting some Trap House on.
Right, right.
Because this ain't working for us. And right. We from Cleveland, so we really just trying to vibe, and we can't get with the music.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Another thing, Just Crisis put me on with Mr. BK Watts. This is how I'm here now. You know what I'm saying? We were having a conversation at the studio. And I was like, so, you know, he was like, if you're trying to get in the podcast world, hit this dude up. You know what I'm saying? So I went to him, the dude page, got to going through it. And he got, what did he tell us today? 19 shows? Mm-hmm. 19 podcasts that go on in this building. On top of other events that go on in this building. Because I'll be here May 25th and 26th for my girl Mila Topics event.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Mila.
Yeah, she's having a confidence convention. I'm definitely gonna support. I'm on the flyer, so I'm gonna definitely be in the building. And she's such a sweetie, such a sweetheart, real live one. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy how I met her, and that's why I say like the networking system is so wild how it go, because you know all I seen was a girl post something about a $15 photo shoot for Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying? And I went to the photo shoot. My birthday is Valentine's Day. So it was like, okay, I ain't got to pay $300-something and
makes
go
sense.
Over here. You feel me?
Makes
I
sense.
Only really want a little simple something for my birthday. But when I got my pictures back, I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
$50? Yeah. I ain't want to tell me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I keep telling people that's not her prices. So I met London V. Shout out to London V. She on IG. It was Mila Topics, I guess, event, and she was the photographer. Mm-hmm. So how I end up kind of networking together is I met Mila when I was leaving the photo shoot. Mm-hmm. She ended up talking to me like, oh, I got something coming up. I want to know, you know what I'm saying? You want to get involved? We get to chopping it through DM messages. Next thing I know, we got to talking. She asked if, she, you know, if I wanted to be a part of the, you know, photo shoot for her event. I said, sure, fuck it, why not? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get myself out here. You feel me? Help absolutely. Me out. I'm going to help you out. You feel me? So, did that. And then, we did the photo shoot, and it was so, it's so funny because, like, so my, I call him Donor, but I'll say my child's father to be nice because mm-hmm. we're going to be on a lot of networks, but has a lot of kids. So my daughter for the first time, not going to say the first time, but maybe second time out of her whole life, had met her siblings, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She's my only kid, so she don't have siblings with me. So when she met her, it was earlier in the year, and it was just so odd because we had the photo shoot and her sister walked in. I'm like, what are you doing here? You know what I'm saying? And so her sister is in the photo shoot with me at the for the event. Mm-hmm. So it's just so crazy because Mila knows her as well. I guess they used to be neighbors or something. So it just be how it's I mean, Cleveland small for sure. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But if you out here and you hitting that ground and you trying to get out here and get yourself known, you're going to meet people. Them doors going to open and it's going to be more opportunities and more, you know what I'm saying, options for you to be able to get out here doing whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's just word of mouth, social media, you know what I'm saying, and just being who you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Like, I don't try to fake and be nothing that I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a real one. Like, I feel like, you know, one thing about my show that I like is, like, I want to ask everybody, like, what's something that you think that people are delusional about? Like, in life, like, what's one thing that you could think of that people really are delusional, in other words?
What do I think something that the people is delusional about?
In our society, in our, you know what I'm saying?
I think, like, I'll be... Social media is definitely a huge handle in that. Like, a lot of people think that everything got to be done, like, at a speed of light, everything. Like, they think that, like, whatever it is that they're trying to do, it has to be done so fast because they seeing stuff on social media. They seeing the outcomes of so many people on social media so fast, and it becomes, like, this is the way the world has to be. Or, like, relationships is based upon what they see on social media as well. So,
what about the bodies? Let's talk about that.
I don't really care too much about that. Like, you know, like, if your body is, you can, whatever.
Do you feel like women decide to get it done more because they're seeing what other people with celebrity-wise is getting done?
I don't know. Because I'm not a woman. I don't know what, I don't know why they, you know what I'm saying? I don't know why women do what they do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I will say, like, if you're doing it for that particular reason, like, make sure there's some happiness behind it. You know what I'm saying? Like, make sure you find some happiness behind it. Like, ultimately, whatever it is that you do, I don't care if it is to get your body done. I don't care if it's to be a dancer. I don't care what it is that you choose to do in the world. Make sure you're doing it with some sake of happiness behind it. Make sure you are, this is what you want to do it because you want to do it. Not for the sake of, oh, I want to do it because of, I seen it here or I feel like this is going to do good for this. Like, no, do it because this is what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever it is that you choose to do. And that's just my stance on anything. Like,
I'm glad you said that because a lot of guys that I talk to, you know what I'm saying? And even, like, watching other people's, like, podcasts and stuff. A lot of these men, I mean, I never forget. I watched one and the dude was like, you know, the bodies is like driving a rental car, you know what I'm saying, out of town. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's something that I would drive out of town, but when I come home, that's not the reality I want. You know what I'm saying? And again, I don't bash nobody about the bodies and stuff, because, dude, like you said, some happiness behind it. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people don't find that self-love before they do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then think because they got this new body that it's going to get them this man of their dreams. You know, and it's just like my hard thing is like a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, come to me to be like, Lulu, why you ain't get your body done? Or why you don't want to do this? And why you don't want to do that? You know, it's not about me not wanting to get it done. It's about me loving who I am.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? Right.
Because I love me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people think like I be self-conscious about certain things. Like, yeah, I get a little, my stomach a little big here and there sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But when I choose to work out, then, you know, to go down or if I choose to, but I'm not one of them people that are at home, like, oh my God, Susie, do you see this right here, Susie? Right. You know, like, I love me. And that's why I'm raising my daughter to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. I don't want her to feel like she need to enhance herself. My daughter 15. You know, a lot of these young girls at 15 got lashes, wearing long weaves, dyeing their hair, which ain't nothing wrong with dyeing your hair. Ain't nothing wrong with doing this. But natural beauty is still okay.
Yeah, and absolutely.
That's what a lot of people, I think, forget. Like, you know what I'm saying? When we take all that stuff off and we go home, you know what I'm saying? Like, who are you? A lot of people are afraid to step outside without lashes on, without their weave done.
Right.
You feel me? And I feel like it's just the image that people get because they see what other people see. And also because of social media. You always got somebody watching. You feel me? It might be a person that's like, oh, she always look like this. And then when you see him, I look at regular. Ooh, why she look like that? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But my thing is, like, love yourself. Like, love who you are. Love you before you decide to go get that. Because I know I love me. So if I decide I want to go give me a tummy tuck tomorrow, I'm going to go give me a tummy tuck tomorrow. But I love myself first. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And at the end of the day, that's not going to change who I am.
Right.
I don't want the niggas to approach me more because I got a flatter stomach. Because the same niggas that these females be talking about how, you know, they get because they got the bodies is the same ones that I talk to a female like me. And that's what the people don't be understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not your body that buys you the man. It's not the body that is going to make you love yourself more. You know what I'm saying? Don't come down on other people about what they choose to live, their lifestyle, and how they choose to do it, when at the same time, you have flaws. Because a lot of these people, I ain't going to fake and I ain't going to hate, but we going to keep it real one motherfucking minute. A lot of y'all don't own houses.
Mm.
A lot of y'all don't own cars.
Mm.
But got $15,000 bodies.
Mm.
So, no business. Not trying to talk about nobody again. But if you going to invest in your body, invest in you a home.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Now, if I decide I'm going to get a tummy tuck, better believe I bought my house.
Yeah.
I bought my daughter a car. I bought my car. We got some type of growth coming in. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to be working a 9-to-5, driving a smug, and got a fucking BBL. I'm just saying, like, just to keep it real, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just being honest. Like, and I'm not really, like, again, I don't want people to think that I'm shitting on the game of bodies, because all of them is beautiful. You know what I'm saying? However you choose to enhance your body. But my personal opinion is I just feel like we not living in the projects with a BBL. I don't want to live in the projects walking around with a fat ass. Like, that don't make sense to me. And I'm not saying the same projects, but I'm just saying, like, where is your generational wealth for your kids later on? Because the way the world going right now, you feel me? What you got to sit on besides that fat ass you paid for? Like, where's your business? Where's the money that you lucratively looking to have keep growing?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So, I ain't shitting on the bodies. Like you said, do it for happiness. And if you... Eventually, I'm just going to be honest. The niggas going to be asking where the natural body bitches at it in a minute. But so what you got coming up? Crisis, anything good?
Every Saturday and Sunday, I'm on Z1079 for now, you know. I got some big concerts coming up.
Yes.
Got some big concerts coming up.
Honcho.
Got some big concerts
coming up. Is May 25th?
Yep.
May 25th. I need to talk to you about those. I need to get my daughter. Me and my daughter got to get there. She probably asked for a friend, so plus one, you know. So, but you know, I mean, that's when you got friends.
Mm.
I got to get y'all one of those.
I got some concerts coming up. I got a bunch of stuff going on, man. Just stay in touch. Just stay engaged with me. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, I'm on the radio every Saturday and Sunday, and I'm outside in these clubs turning up as always. So that's my MO.
Every Friday and Saturday, y'all, he's at the P.
Yeah.
Okay.
For now.
Usually Sundays at Rumors.
Facts.
Anything else?
That's about it for real, man. That's about it for right now. You know, I'm just outside kicking ass like always. So.
Well, y'all heard it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody else got Just Crisis on their podcast, but. The Lulu do. All right, y'all. It's the wrap. I'm Lulu. That's Just Crisis, and it is what it is.
Facts.